Chapter 14. I've heard it said that the week in which a young girl prepares for her debut as an apprentice geisha is like when a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. It's a charming idea, but for the life of me, I can't imagine why anyone ever thought up such a thing. A caterpillar has only to spin its cocoon and doze off for a while, whereas in my case, I'm sure I never had a more exhausting week. The first step was to have my hair done in the manner of an apprentice geisha, in the split peach style which I've mentioned. Hyun had quite a number of hairdressers in these days. Mameha's worked in a terribly crowded room above an eel restaurant. I had to spend nearly 2 hours waiting my turn with 6 or 8 geisha kneeling here and there, even out on the landing of the stairwell, and I'm sorry to say that the smell of dirty hair was overpowering. The elaborate hairstyles geisha wore in those days required so much effort and expense that no one went to the hairdresser more than once a week or so. By the end of that time, even the perfumes they put in their hair weren't of much help. When at last my turn came, the first thing the hairdresser did was put me over a large sink in a position that made me wonder if he was going to chop off my head. Then he poured a bucket of warm water over my hair and began to scrub it with soap. Actually, scrub isn't a strong enough word, because what he did to my scalp using his fingers is more like what a workman does to a field using a hoe. Looking back on it, I understand why. Dandruff is a great problem among geisha, and very few things are more unattractive and make their hair look more unclean. The hairdresser may have had the best motives, but after a while my scalp felt so raw I was almost in tears from the pain. Finally, he said to me, "Go ahead and cry if you have to. Why do you think I put you over a sink?" I suppose this was his idea of a clever joke, because after he'd said it, he laughed out loud. When he'd had enough of scraping his fingernails across my scalp, he sat me on the mats to one side and tore a wooden comb through my hair until the muscles of my neck were sore from pulling against him. At length, he satisfied himself that the knots were gone, and then combed camellia oil into my hair, which gave it a lovely sheen. I was starting to think the worst was over, but then he took out a bar of wax. And I must tell you that even with camellia oil as a lubricant and a hot iron to keep the wax soft, hair and wax were never meant to go together. It says a great deal about how civilized we human beings are that a young girl can willingly sit down and allow a grown man to comb wax through her hair without doing anything more than whimpering quietly to herself. If you tried such a thing with a dog, it would bite you so much you'd be able to see through your hands.